faces, and I thank you for the invitation. It has been such a blessing so far to listen and sit under the preaching of the men of God. I learned so much, and I was kind of hoping to preach to you tonight and talk about the work tomorrow, because except for one point of my message, everything else was preached and touched on. But still, I think, the third one tomorrow, and there's still room for the first preachers to preach the rest. Well, my only comfort is that I'm not going to be the last one to preach, so I am going to try to cover somebody else's subject. And I know Brother Chris will be after me, so it's good to be here. And I bring you greetings from the Sovereign Grace Baptist Assembly of Bocsa, Romania, the church that I pastor and that I serve. I would like to bring you up to date with the work that we've been doing there by the grace of God. And many of you present here are part of the work, partners with us, co-workers with us in that work. And I just want to bring you up to date and hope to be an encouragement to you. Let's see if I can operate the slide. This is where we are in Romania, in southeastern Europe. We are a border country of the European Union since 2007, and things have changed in Romania a lot since then. We're still the poorest country of the EU, which has its advantages too. It sounds interesting, right? But it is so. This is our church, and everyone is sending their greetings, as well as many other brothers and sisters from Romania, from all over the country, from Germany, from other parts of Europe as well. I don't see the big screen, I'm only trying to figure out. Yeah. I better go down, because. All right. I don't want to confuse you. All right. You can see me, right? All right. This is the latest baptism we had in June 2017, so a couple of months ago. And Lord willing, we will have another one once I come back from the States. Pray for this. Pray for the new members of the church. Please pray for those that ask to be baptized. In every case, we see a high price of discipleship that everyone that comes before the church in view of baptism has to pay. Some of the baptisms that we had so far, but you may be already familiar with them, so I'll go quickly over. As you can see, we believe in total immersion for baptism. The preachers in the church right now are Brother Aurel Munteanu. Many of you know of him from Facebook. He's our evangelist, missionary in southern parts of Romania, and he's helping me with the work in Bucharest. He's very faithful, one of the most dedicated men that I know, and actually he is one of my models. Even if he's watching, he doesn't really speak English, so he won't hear what I said. But I was traveling with him on a mission trip, and as we were getting close to Filiaș, his home, I saw him, you know, like an athlete warming up. So I thought, and we've been gone for more than a week. So I thought, I told him, I think you're really missing home. You're missing your wife and family. And he said, yes, I do, but I really miss going out with literature and talking with people. So every morning he picks up his backpack full of literature, and he will go to distribute it from home to home, from house to house, and like from street to street in a systematic way. Aurel Miclea and Eunice. Aurel is my brother-in-law and the other preacher of the church, and he helps me in Bocsa. He's supplying for me in Bocsa now, and also in Timișoara, which is a city north of us in western Romania. And this is me and my wife, Miriam. We've had several conferences, and we talked about them in our prayer letters, and I would ask you to continue to pray for them. The Lord really blessed the conferences, because after every one, almost, we had people asking for baptism, asking for us going in different places to start new works. Our Bible conferences are a bit different than yours, because they're teaching conferences. We have a theme, like you have here, but it's a cursive theme. So some of the people, usually the people that come, are those that are closest to us on their way to learning grace and church truth. So after every conference, after every day of the conference, we usually have a time of questions and answers, which I found it's really good for the teaching and the grasping of the messages preached. So in 2016, we reached kind of a maximum what the space we were renting allowed us, 65, not all of them are in the picture. And we started having a second conference in the fall, about the time you have one here, but it will be postponed this year. And so this was our last conference. Now, some of the mission points, and what you see in black is mission points. The red means that we have literature there and places that we visit regularly. Some of them are quite far, like the one, that red star from the east, is about 13 hours away from us. Bucharest, which is the capital here. Oh, my hands are shaking. I think I got my second coffee. I'll try not to drink the third. It's about 8 hours away from us, and is the new mission point and the largest one that we've started. Bucharest is like 2 million people, and considering students and workers, it can go up to, some say, 4 million. So it's a big mission field out there. These are some of the people that we visit. I don't have time to tell you their stories, but every single one is an incredible one, because every story of salvation is incredible and wonderful. But at least you see some faces of Romanians. So the family there, they're distributing literature in Australia, seven cities in Australia and New Zealand. So that's one of our castles in Transylvania. If you come to visit us, you'll get to see some medieval castles, some ancient Roman ruins, and some, if we go to the east, Greek ruins as well, 2,500 years old. These are visits that we make in the different places. And people that are generally learning and coming to our conferences, distributing our literature on a regular basis. The person there in the middle is a former Orthodox bishop that the Lord saved, and he came to our conferences, and he was really blessed, but we were blessed by him too. And this is Sister Doina from Bucharest. She is paralyzed from waist down since age of 4. And but she is one of the happiest and most joyful persons that I ever met. And she has such a heart to tell about the Lord and the great things he did for her. I mean, if you look at her outward conditions, you would think that she doesn't have things to thank the Lord for. I mean, everything seems like goes wrong in her life. And she lives in this old shack that is almost, you know, falling down on her. She doesn't care. You know, she's so thankful and encouraging, and she has been to me such an example. She had an accident. Somebody ran into her in a wheelchair and caught her leg between the wheelchairs. And she needed surgery, she needed therapy, you know, a lot. And she went through a lot of pain. But you know what she told me? I'm thankful that it happened to me. Because, I said, what do you mean? I said, well, she said, there were other people in wheelchairs around me and that didn't know the Lord. And if that happened to them, they would have cursed the Lord. but I'm thankful it happened to me. So, Lord willing, she will be baptized after I come back home. We take the preaching, the commission, seriously, and the first word of it means go, right? So it has already been preached. I need to hurry. This is what basically we do. It's one of our most important outreach efforts. Get your backpack full of literature and go out and talk with people, distribute literature, and we try to do it systematically, like cover whole communities. And it doesn't matter if it's an isolated village like this one, where Aurel in the south had to take his shoes off and go through the mud till he got to the end of the village. And some other, like just a few houses with no actual roads, just, you know, but if it's on the map, if there are people there, they are in need to hear the gospel. Right? So we try to go from our communities and then make larger and larger circles. So it doesn't matter if it's a town, a city, or a small village, we go there. This is a city of 300,000 people that the folks in the south covered door to door. It took 2 years to do that, but it was rewarding in itself. Not much fruit, direct fruit that we can see, but just going out and do what the Lord wants you to do, it's rewarding. So these are some of the cities in Romania that we go to, and this is Bucharest, the capital, where we already started the mission work, and we had our first fruits, first people baptized. So I asked the church to give me some numbers, like put together to see about how many places in Romania we reached, and I thought surely there are mistakes. But actually the numbers are higher. This is the minimum. So it's more than 110 villages, and I mean door to door, besides those that are already started and in progress at different stages. So five towns of 20,000 and one city of 300,000, two cities in progress, including the capital, which is a few million people. But we realized that it's not our duty just to our communities or to our country. We began to reach outside the country too. So we've made visits in Russia, Republic of Moldova, Ukraine, Austria, Germany, Italy. Last year I went to Peru. Lord willing, next year I'll be in the Philippines and Southeastern Asia. The word needs to go out. And one thing that we cannot say to the Lord when we'll stand before him is, Lord, you just didn't give us opportunities, right? These are places where we distribute literature, and we are expected in Germany, I mean, in all over, not just Germany, all over Europe to go. And these are places in the world that we send literature or manage to make some trips already. If you want to see some Germans now, really quickly, these are different groups in Germany that we went to, and we have new ones already since I came here. There is another family that wants to learn. They began to learn grace, and they want us to go there and visit and teach. 2 years ago, I made a trip to Rome, and I got the Lord gave me the opportunity to preach and share the gospel and church truth and grace with a former Catholic priest that the Lord saved. He wanted me to come there, and I was hosted in that little monk room in the house of Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. So I had the opportunity to do that in the house of, I know it's politically incorrect, but the archenemy of our forefathers. Now, that's God's sense of irony, right? So, they are some of the people that I met. Lord willing, we will start a group in Rome, but it's on a standby now. It's just we're overstretched, and we can start something and then cannot keep up. This is the trip to Peru. This is in the jungle. They have good food there in the jungle. So if you ever want to try Jungle Rat, I tried it and it's good. All right. So the printing ministry. There are three people right now. Me and Miriam, my wife, and Aurel that are doing the work in the print shop full time. So this is our print shop. This is the new equipment that we have, which is super. Everything is just, we're so blessed to be able to have purchased the new equipment, which will be a great tool from now on. And we need to be out there a lot more, preaching and teaching and doing mission work. So the new equipment that we have, both the risograph and the automatic booklet maker, it's actually going to save us a lot of time. Well, I don't know what I did. I'll just keep that. Well, these are some of the samples of the books that we're printing. And some numbers. Again, when I look at these numbers, I just say, you know, I just thank the Lord for this. I don't know how we did it, but unless, I mean, it was the grace of God. And we're so thankful for the churches here that made the literature and make the literature work possible and keep it free. So we're actually now more than 750,000 booklets and books printed. Out of them, about half, as you can see, are gospel booklets. And they're already out. You know, I mean, we continually print. So we're printing now in four languages and translated in 11 languages. And Lord willing, we will continue to and increase this. When we go, this is my car, going to the post office to ship literature. And this is the mission van loaded with literature, you know, getting ready to go on a mission trip. Well, by the time we come back, there is nothing left. So what we want to do is to encourage each and every one of you to be faithful in what the Lord gave you here. And be a light unto the world. Be a light unto the Gentiles. And it's amazing what you can do, even a small church as ours, what can do when they're faithful to the calling of the Lord. May God bless you. Amen.